And if you've ever wondered about the origins of curious words and phrases, here's Ronya and Iftos with today's Root Source.
Can I offer you a penny for your thoughts?
We use it all the time, to be flirty, to stop a person from daydreaming, or even just to start conversation. But why are we offering a penny for someone's thoughts? So here's a penny for your thoughts, a nickel for a kiss, a dime. Nobody truly knows who came up with the phrase penny for your thoughts, or in what context it was first used. However, we do know when it was first published. Sir Thomas More used the phrase in his book, Four Last Things, which was published in 1547. If a wise person is silent, More noticed that money is offered to hear their wisdom. It's pretty obvious that when we say penny for your thoughts today, we don't actually offer money and we're not always seeking wisdom. But it continues to function as a quirky colloquial way to ask someone what he's thinking.